We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
All right, folks, I am excited about this one, okay? Super excited. So for people that lived under a rock, and I know you've been listening on this show for probably a while now, if you guys have been on here, but Notre Dame just had their massive Pot of Gold offer event that was started about 3 years ago and has continued to expand each and every year to be absolutely a special event. We had over 100 players offered in the 2026 class by the University of Notre Dame, and we thought it'd be a great opportunity to potentially bring on a young man that you're going to know his last name very quickly, but I promise you, don't hyper-focus on the last name. Go watch what he does on the football and on the lacrosse field, because we have one of the best dual sport athletes in the 2026 class. That is Mr. Dylan Faison joining the show today. Dylan, how's everything going, man? Appreciate you hopping on.
Thank you. It's going great. How are you guys?
Oh, man, we're getting heated talking recruiting here today, man, but it's going to be fun times, and we're excited to have you on. First and foremost, for people that aren't familiar with Dylan yet, he is out of Boca Raton, Florida, St. Andrews School. He is not only a new offer by the Notre Dame in the 2026 class as a wide receiver, he's also, according to some platforms, the number one lacrosse player in the 2026 class. We have a legit two-sport athlete here, Sean. A lot more athletic than I ever was, that's for sure. Dylan, wanted to start you out, man, because we really appreciate the time. Talk to me about this offer that you just received for the University of Notre Dame, man. I know, obviously, people are going to know your brother. They're going to know your family pretty well. But how special of a moment was that for you as only a sophomore to be able to be offered by some place like the University of Notre Dame?
I mean, it means a lot to me and the family. It definitely means a lot to me because he's putting trust in my abilities for what I can do for the program in later years to come. But it's definitely a lot for me because it's been my number one for years now to come. Before Jordan committed, before anybody in my family wanted our family members to go to Notre Dame, it's been my number one spot. So once getting that offer, let a lot of the stress come off my back and let me just play now.
So Dylan, when did you officially, because for people that don't know, you know, you guys find out about this offer being extended beforehand, right? So it's not just like Sunday morning you woke up with the text message, right? So talk to me about just kind of when you first heard you had gotten offered, who offered you, and just kind of how hard, I guess, maybe it was keeping it under wraps leading up to the Pot of Gold day.
Yeah, so I've been talking with Coach Brown for about 2 to 3 weeks now. We've been going back and forth. You know, they let me know about the Pot of Gold day, not letting me know that I got an official offer yet, but, you know, kind of insinuating that it could come on that 17th. And so, you know, just trying to build a relationship with Coach Brown. But initially when Pot of Gold day did hit, Coach Bowden texted me, the recruiter, and he was like, you know, hop on a call at 12:45 with Coach Brown. So hopped on that call at 12:45, and Coach Brown had let me know that I had got the offer, and I was ecstatic. And then I talked to Coach Denbrock for a little bit. And then after that was Coach Freeman, and he let me know that, you know, I'm one of their good recruit for them, and that I mean a lot for their program, and that it would be good to get me up there in a couple weeks. And then I ended up ending it with Coach Bowden, and he let me know that the same thing. So it was a good experience for me too. My first offer is Notre Dame. Can't complain.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it, 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Dylan, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for joining us today. And the irony is I'm actually at 3 o'clock today going to watch my godson play lacrosse up here in Chicago, Ken Wood against Oak Forest. And watching him, it's opened my eyes to the game. Of course, the success, the dual success that your brother's having at the University of Notre Dame playing both sports. What is it? Because, you know, when I watch the game from my virgin eyes, I guess, just starting to watch the game consistently, I see soccer sometimes, I see hockey sometimes, I see some elements of football with the physicality. What is it, do you think, about lacrosse that allows the easy transition specifically to the wide receiver position for you and your brother and possibly other players down the line that could play both sports at Notre Dame?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is, like, when you're a receiver and you're going against maybe less competition, you know, you're not worried about the press. But once you get to the more higher levels, the press is going to be a thing to throw you off your game, especially for faster athletes. So when you're playing lacrosse, you have a defender, someone in your chest consistently. So it kind of makes you move your body to certain areas that you know you can't get touched from. And that helps from with the press. And then as you continue and you dodge through multiple people, you have to avoid those people. So after the catch, it's much easier if you're playing a sport like lacrosse, because I'm having to avoid kids. I don't want to get hit with the stick. I don't want to get hit to the ground. You know, I have to figure out an area where I can shoot with my hands free. So, you know, I don't like being touched by defense, or in the same thing of football, being hit by a defender. So it helps you avoid that and make you more special after the play. Because once the ball in your hands, you gotta do something with it.
Dylan, which love came first, man? Was it football or was it lacrosse early on for you?
You know, it was definitely football. You know, football nice. was something that me and my brother both grew up playing first. After maybe 2 years after football, we got introduced to lacrosse by a very close friend, Mark Geddes. He let us know about the sport, and we fell in love with it ever since. And it's kind of been correlating to each other ever since that day that lacrosse was involved with my life. So it's helped a lot with both ways.
Did you get a chance to talk to Jordan after you were officially offered? What was kind of his feedback for you?
I mean, yeah, the minute I got that offer, I called him immediately. I mean, that's my brother. You know, we have a bond that no one else has. It's that brother bond. It's more than your parents' bond. It's more than your best friend. You know, he's someone that I'd truly die for. And that, he's someone I trust, and when I called him with that information about getting that offer, he let me know, like, look, I know that you'll have a lot of pressure being pushed towards Notre Dame, and sure, if it's not something that you would want to do, then you don't got to do it. But I let him know, like, that it's something I'm definitely looking forward to do, and he took a lot of pressure off my back, and that's what he usually does. So he's a great help to me, especially. So
it's interesting because your brother said, you know, he talked to you about being pushed to Notre Dame. In your opinion, from your side of the recruitment, is it being pushed or is it more of a draw to Notre Dame because of how things have changed around the narrative with Marcus Freeman on the recruiting trail?
You know, at first, you know, it feels like, because me personally, I loved Notre Dame before he even had a thought about going there. It's been my number one since I was young. So when he kind of committed there, from people not like, from the coaches or anything being pushed, but from people on the outside, you know, they're always talking and they're telling me where I should go. And it's kind of like they're pushing. And then, you know, I had to have a sit down moment with myself and be like, is this what I want? Is this what I truly want? And going to, you know, a couple games here and there, looking at the fan base, getting the actual feeling and realization that these people are here to support you. It woke me up. Like, it's where you want to be. There's nowhere else that has the fan base, the energy, the coaches care. I mean, he's telling me all these things about in school. Like, Notre Dame truly is a school that's going to set you up for life after sports. And that's my main thing, is that when sports end, which it all does come to an end, how will I continue to bring money to my family? And how will I continue to help everyone around me? And Notre Dame is a spot that can push me to do that. So,
Dylan, what was it like? Because I'm curious, because Jordan obviously was in a very different situation for you. Obviously, he had to do the preferred walk-on thing early on from the football team, obviously a scholarship athlete from the lacrosse side. But he had to prove his worth very early on, right, to show that he was that guy. And then by midseason, it was like, dude's just too good to leave off the field, right? Like, we got to get him on the field. You, as a person now that has a scholarship from the University of Notre Dame as only a sophomore, so we got a lot of time here, obviously, until 2026, right? But ultimately, seeing Jordan as your older brother go in maybe a little bit of that underdog feel, but then be able to take advantage of every opportunity. What was that like, just kind of see your brother just flourish so early on for Notre Dame?
You know, I knew it. Like, I didn't have a doubt in my mind that he wasn't going to be a successful player. You know, I've seen the kid work. I've been working with him. Like, it's my brother. I know everything that he does, everything that he puts into it. And when he's an underdog, he'll work his way up in any sport, in the classroom, anything. If you look at him lower than what he is, which in some cases that people look at it like that, like on the Inside Lacrosse rankings, he was ranked 34, and he felt that was disrespectful. So he decided to, you know, work hard. And that was the same thing when he comes to Notre Dame. He goes in, he's a walk-on, and he said, let's work. Like, I want to get myself to the spot, and no one else can push me more than myself. So he took that chance, and he said, once I got the opportunity, I'm going. And he went. So I'm proud of that kid.
Well, Dylan, I'm curious about your own game, because I watched your football highlight before I watched your lacrosse highlights, because I knew obviously Notre Dame was very interested in you in the football side of things. And you averaged, like, I think almost 30 yards a catch as a sophomore. Like, it was some wild number. And you were obviously a big time player for your high school this past year. Can you talk to me, you know, outside of the lacrosse thing for a second, your development as a football player as a sophomore, you know, really being able to become that big time guy, big time, you know, big play dude for your high school, and to be able to see your game now evolve to that next level?
You know, it definitely was a different level that St. Andrews has brought to my game with the coaching staff, because my freshman year, I had broken collarbone the second game of my season, and the eighth grade year, I didn't get a lot of chance to play at the other schools that I was attending. So when I got the opportunity to be coached as a receiver, it definitely helped my game a lot, because it was my first time even playing the position. I was a running back before, defensive back, and youth. So it's my first time playing it. And once I realized that it was something that I wanted to do at the next level, I kind of said, here, it's like a time to buckle down. I got to learn the position. It's not just something you can go out and do. You know, DBs have techniques that stop you from getting your hands free and catching that ball. So definitely was a big learning moment for me, and humbling too, because I would go out and go work out with some of the top DBs, and they would throw me to the ground, and I'm not knowing what to do. But after a couple months, I learned certain things, and I feel as I'm ready. So,
Sean, I was super jealous. I was texting Dylan this morning when I was trying to get him on, and he told me he has spring break for 2 weeks. Sean, when did these kids start getting two weeks spring break, man?
Hey, for us, it used to be cleanup week, right? It wasn't even called spring break. It was called cleanup week. So.
Man. Well, Dylan, talk to us just kind of every day right now. I mean, obviously you got a little break from school, but I know lacrosse season, last time I checked in with you, you said you guys were 10-1 and off to a good start. So just how's lacrosse season, and how's the off season treating you so far?
You know, lacrosse is a bond. It's going great. It's a crazy bond with my teammates and the coaching staff. As if you don't know, our team is 3-time state champions right now, and they've three-peated. So this year we're looking for the fourth. And it's just something that you'd want to be, like, you'd go there and you just say, like, I want to bring my kids there one day. Like, I go to that school and I get there, I know I got to work. Someone's coming for my spot the next day, you know? So yeah. It definitely helps. The team's doing great right now. We just obviously coming off of one loss, but we just came back from Orlando last weekend and played a very tough Lake Mary team that is 35-0 from their third season, and they had three-peated. So we didn't get a chance to play them, but we had beat them and killed their streak, which is a very good thing for us, because they were also ranked two spots ahead of us in the top Florida ranking. So it was definitely a moment for us, you know, like, we're here type moment. And we played a very good Lake Highland Prep team the day after. So
to dig into that challenge facing you guys right now, what does that feel like? Because most people from the outside in would think that's tremendous pressure, like trying to extend that streak 4 in a row. But it seems like you guys have a mindset that's more about embracing the challenge rather than catching the pressure that everybody seems to think might be on you guys.
Yeah, there's definitely pressure. It's there. Everybody feels pressure, but the difference between our team is that we always try to apply the pressure to the other team. So in the beginning of a game, we have this thing that we do every game, and we get to the middle of the line, and we just get loud, and we let them know that we're here. Like, this isn't, you're not going to walk into our field, anything. We don't let you feel comfortable at all. If it's a away game for you, the comfortability that you have at your house is not going to be the same thing when you step foot on this field. And that truly does make teams play worse when they're at our home, because look, me and my brother played against St. Andrews for 2 years. I played eighth grade and ninth grade year against them, and I know what it feels like to be the person looking outside in. you know, and now I had to look from the inside out. But from the outside, it's definitely like these kids are, you don't like them. You know, they're loud, they're obnoxious. You think their heads are full of themselves. But once you get to them, you understand the methods that they're doing and the critiques that Coach Scheman wants us to do. And it's all smart. I think it's all mind tactics that end up throwing everybody off. So
how are you? You got visits coming up, getting up to Notre Dame. What's the rest of the spring and summer like after school is done? Are you going, because there's a huge lacrosse circuit for the summer as well, traveling teams, and then you have camps and things of that nature. Are you going to be doing both football and lacrosse this summer?
Most likely, honestly, no. I'm going to try to keep the same summers that I've been doing since I was 12, 13. You know, I live in New York for the summer, so it's a grind, but I know that I have a good trainer there that works me out in the summer. He's great, like probably one of the best I'll ever have. So that feeling of going up there and working is going to outdo anything. So, you know, I'm trying to get as college ready as I can be. So,
yeah, you know, I have to ask him, Double R. I have to
go for it. Yep.
Your top three food spots in New York. I have to get into this. Well, your top three food spots, or just say foods to eat in New York. You know, getting a dog on the corner, or you getting a nice little.
You got to go to the pizza. You got to get the bagels in nice New York. Yeah,
you get you're gonna go with pizza number one. I mean, okay. can't go wrong with pizza. They got good spaghetti. I mean, all the Italian foods there are different. They're different. True. They got True. Good spaghetti, but one of the most slept on foods I think there is their Chinese food. Wow. Their Chinese food is very good because I'm in an area that's Bayside, so it's like right off that like Queens area, and they have this Chinese spot, and it's literally called Chinese food. That's the name of the restaurant. But let me tell you, when I ate at that spot, it opened my eyes. My eyes lit up. I was just happy. Went home,
love it.
Went there for the whole week. Just continue going back and forth, but definitely pizza holding the number one.
Solid.
Yeah. Well, Sean, I knew pizza was going to be number one because I'm actually, Dylan, we haven't talked about this, but I'm actually down in New Jersey. So like I'm a shouting distance away from New York, right? So pizza, got the, you know, the thin crust pizza up there, of course, right? And then you got to get the bagels. I don't know what it is, Sean. I think it's the water up there in New York. I don't know what it is, but these bagels are different. Man,
you always
something
tell
different,
me that.
Bro. Something different. Yeah. Absolutely
the bagels
something different.
Are good,
And see, the Chinese food, I will say this. I have family in New York. They go to the Chinese spot for their wings, which is crazy to me. They love the chicken.
Well, they love the wings
at the Chinese spots in New York.
Funny enough, my wife is actually Korean, so we just had Korean barbecue, and these Korean fried wings, dude, are like bonkers. Like, you would not even believe it. Not even believe it.
Well, fall off the bone.
Yes, super tender, no doubt about it. Dylan, last question, right? And it's a little bit of a two-parter, so I want to end it here. I probably should have asked this in the beginning. I think I actually sent you this question to get you ready for it, but number one, is it safe to say, and this is a very stupid question probably, but is it safe to say that you are going to try to play lacrosse and football next level? And then the second part to that question is, how reassuring is it for you? Because we've seen people do this before, but obviously having a brother that is literally flourishing doing this, how, I guess, influential or how comforting is it to know that it is something that you would be able to accomplish?
Definitely the goal for college and for all 4 years of college is to play football and lacrosse. And I think that me personally, I want to follow the exact blueprint that my brother had with the whole situation, because football and lacrosse, whether it's, you can get hurt in one season, you know, that's life. You can get hurt doing anything, you know, but when you bring up in the level of lacrosse, there's some things that you can get in lacrosse that you can't get in football. And there's something that you can get in football that you can't get in lacrosse. And for you to flourish and be different from everybody else at one, I feel as like you have to do the other one. What makes Jordan different from a lot of the other football players is that he has another sport that he can kind of look back to, and the skills that he does, he can do in the sport, and it makes it his body more used and adjusted to certain things. And I feel as if you do lacrosse in college, you're going to flourish at football. And if you do football, you're going to flourish at lacrosse. So they suit each other perfectly.
Love it. Again, joined by 2026 St. Andrews school wide receiver Dylan Faison, of course, the younger brother of Jordan Faison, star wide receiver for Notre Dame, star lacrosse player for the University of Notre Dame as well. Dylan, we really appreciate you taking some time, man. We will definitely have to get you back on. This is a fantastic interview. Congratulations on the offer, and thank you so much for joining the show today, man. It's very much appreciated.
Thank you, guys.
Sean, that's a sophomore in high school. What are we doing here, man? How do they keep getting more impressive? I just don't understand. I just can't fathom this, man.
Tip of the cap to the parents around the world doing their jobs, man.
Seriously, bro.
Doing their jobs. I say this all the time, and you've worked with kids before as a teacher. I've mentored a lot of kids with what I do. Look, kids come into this world as blessings, and the people around them screw them up. That's the way I see it. Whether it's people, circumstances, situations, environments, you know, they're really good landscapes when they come into this world. And when you see young men like him and his brother, it really is a direct reflection of the people they surround and their parents. It really is. It really is.
Yep. Parents, support system. Sounds like he's obviously been very well developed by his high school as well. Coaches involved there on the football side of things, on the lacrosse side of things. So, yes. Thank you so much for Dylan Faison for joining us today. 2026 wide receiver that was just recently offered by Notre Dame during the Pot of Gold. I hope you all enjoyed that so much. Dylan, let me actually make sure I have this right real quick, Sean, because I should have asked him to do this because obviously he knows his handles a lot more. But you can follow him on X or on Twitter. I still want to call it Twitter. @Dylan_Faison7. That's all lower cases as well. So make sure you go give him a follow, Notre Dame fans, in case he does end up with the Fighting Irish long term. So make sure. And yeah, if you haven't seen his film, by the way, very impressive player.
Yeah.
Very impressive player. Sean, literally dynamite. I mean, like his football film was super impressive, right? Like I was very surprised because at first I'm like, that's kind of, you know, we'll see about that one, right? We'll see. But right. I watched it. I'm like, yep, he's a guy.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. And then, Sean, then I got to start watching his lacrosse highlights. And he's scoring between 4 and 7 goals every single game. And I'm like, brother, this is because he's only a sophomore in high school. He's only a sophomore.
Let me tell you something, Double R. It is amazing to me. And that's why I asked him the question about the transition. Because we're seeing more and more, even in, you know, because Chicago is just really opening its doors to lacrosse in the inner city. There are some suburban programs that play, but in the inner city, we're starting to see public schools teams sprout up. And I think it's a great advantage. And I think it's actually going to add to the talent on the football field and make the football talent a little bit better at certain positions. And we'll get into this, how regional in offers we see position by position and offensive defense side of the ball, certain regions you go to for certain positions, and then other regions might be a little more wide open. And I think Chicago has been really about offensive line play, defensive line play. You know, every now and then you'll get a quarterback from the state, but, you know, wide receiver and defensive backs really wasn't a thing in the Chicagoland area. But I think bringing lacrosse in is going to open up that athletic ability and foresight to be able to transition certain skills that might get you more top talent in those particular areas, skill positions. So I think the correlation that, you know, Dylan explained between lacrosse and how the transition helps in football kind of points to that. He meant very, very intriguing prospect on the field, but an even more intriguing young man to speak with.
Yeah, he is. I mean, and again, if he ends up with Notre Dame, Sean, not only is Notre Dame potentially getting a very talented wide receiver, but then he has the opportunity to play both sports, where Notre Dame has a great lacrosse program that's fresh off a national championship. So, yes, if this is a route that Notre Dame is going to keep going, I'm good with it as long as it is these types of athletes, right? These types of athletes.
Man, and toughness. Don't forget toughness.
Yes.
They're fast. Absolutely. They're quick, but extremely tough to play the game that they play and to play both games.
You know, what's funny is I was going to lead this off with the interview, but Jason Smith had put on the chat early in the thing, said Jordan Faison's brother looks like a gamer. And I was actually should have led with that interview, but yes, if you haven't seen Jordan, if you haven't seen Dylan Faison's film, you definitely should be able, you should go check it out because it's very intriguing stuff. And then watch his, just watch his lacrosse stuff for fun, man. Like, it is a really good time. So that's Dylan Faison, 2026 wide receiver, St. Andrews School, state of Florida. Obviously, younger brother Jordan Faison offered yesterday during the Pot of Gold. We're going to get into the Pot of Gold talk in a couple seconds here, Sean. We're going to talk about offensively some guys that really popped to us early on in this process. Defensively, I'm going to project every name that you have seen offered by Notre Dame in the last 24 hours. But ultimately, guys, we're going to highlight a few of our favorites early on in this process. Before we go into that segment, though, please hit that like button for us, subscribe to the podcast, hit that notification bell. Make sure you share the podcast with your friends. That would be very appreciated. If you're listening to us on your favorite podcast platform, whether it's Apple, Spotify, anything in between, 5-star reviews, make sure you subscribe over there as well. Boards@IrishBreakdown.com for all your latest team recruiting intel heading you towards the 2024 season officially kicking off. We'll check Pot of Gold offensive recruits next here on the Irish Breakdown podcast.